This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Elementary Level. Paper AA124. Candidate Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. Use a blue or black pen in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box that shows the correct answer to the man's question. There is one example.
A.
Where is Amy going next Saturday? Is it the sports centre?
No, she doesn't like sports at the moment. She never goes to the swimming pool either.
Oh, OK.
She's going shopping with her friend. They want to visit the new shopping centre, which is next to the old cinema. They'll have a lovely day. B.
Where did Fiona find her keys? She lost them last week, didn't she?
Well, she thought they were in her bag, but they weren't there. Then she looked on her desk, but she couldn't see them.
Did she check her pockets too?
Yes, they were in the pocket of her new coat. She looked everywhere. She even checked under the sofa. C.
What instrument does Claire play? Is it the guitar?
No, her friends are learning the guitar. She wanted to learn a different instrument.
Oh, right.
Claire's learning the drums, and she's really good at playing them. Her brother George plays the piano, and her sister's learning the violin, so it's always very noisy at their house. D.
What is Jennifer going to buy Leonardo for his birthday? I know his parents are going to give him a new phone as a surprise.
That's right. And he loves playing sport, so Jennifer's going to get him a new football.
Wow, he'll like that.
Yes, she didn't want to buy him something boring like socks. And he isn't keen on reading, so she couldn't get him a book. E.
How do Maisie and Julie get to school? Do they walk?
No, their new school is a long way from their house, so they can't walk. And their mum can't drive them there because she doesn't work near the school.
OK.
They used to cycle to school, but the roads were very busy, so they stopped cycling. Now they get the bus every day. F.
What's Ben cooking for dinner tonight? He makes good omelettes, doesn't he?
Yes, but I hate eggs, so I didn't want an omelette. He's decided to make his favourite dish because his parents are visiting. It's fish with lemon sauce.
That's nice.
His dad doesn't eat meat, and his mum can't eat pasta, so he couldn't make spaghetti.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
Where is Amy going next Saturday? Is it the sports centre?
No, she doesn't like sports at the moment. She never goes to the swimming pool either.
Oh, OK.
She's going shopping with her friend. They want to visit the new shopping centre, which is next to the old cinema. They'll have a lovely day. B.
Where did Fiona find her keys? She lost them last week, didn't she?
Well, she thought they were in her bag, but they weren't there. Then she looked on her desk, but she couldn't see them.
Did she check her pockets too?
Yes, they were in the pocket of her new coat. She looked everywhere. She even checked under the sofa. C.
What instrument does Claire play? Is it the guitar?
No, her friends are learning the guitar. She wanted to learn a different instrument.
Oh, right.
Claire's learning the drums, and she's really good at playing them. Her brother George plays the piano, and her sister's learning the violin, so it's always very noisy at their house. D.
What is Jennifer going to buy Leonardo for his birthday? I know his parents are going to give him a new phone as a surprise.
That's right. And he loves playing sport, so Jennifer's going to get him a new football.
Wow, he'll like that.
Yes, she didn't want to buy him something boring like socks. And he isn't keen on reading, so she couldn't get him a book. E.
How do Maisie and Julie get to school? Do they walk?
No, their new school is a long way from their house, so they can't walk. And their mum can't drive them there because she doesn't work near the school.
OK.
They used to cycle to school, but the roads were very busy, so they stopped cycling. Now they get the bus every day. F.
What's Ben cooking for dinner tonight? He makes good omelettes, doesn't he?
Yes, but I hate eggs, so I didn't want an omelette. He's decided to make his favourite dish because his parents are visiting. It's fish with lemon sauce.
That's nice.
His dad doesn't eat meat, and his mum can't eat pasta, so he couldn't make spaghetti.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about the Burj Khalifa and write the missing words in the spaces given.
The Burj Khalifa is an extremely tall building in the city of Dubai. It is the tallest tower in the world at over 828 metres high. Starting in 2004, it took nearly 6 years to complete the building. It has 163 floors, 57 lifts, and many shops and apartments. There is a large lake at the bottom of the Burj. In the evening, crowds of people come here to watch the light and fountain shows. These shows are amazing. There is a team of window cleaners who clean the Burj by going down the outside of the building. If it is very windy, the window cleaners cannot work because it is too dangerous. It takes them 3 months to clean the building, and then they must start again. Anyone can go up to the 124th floor. From there, they can have views of the whole of the city. In the future, someone will probably design an even taller building.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
The Burj Khalifa is an extremely tall building in the city of Dubai. It is the tallest tower in the world at over 828 metres high. Starting in 2004, it took nearly 6 years to complete the building. It has 163 floors, 57 lifts, and many shops and apartments. There is a large lake at the bottom of the Burj. In the evening, crowds of people come here to watch the light and fountain shows. These shows are amazing. There is a team of window cleaners who clean the Burj by going down the outside of the building. If it is very windy, the window cleaners cannot work because it is too dangerous. It takes them 3 months to clean the building, and then they must start again. Anyone can go up to the 124th floor. From there, they can have views of the whole of the city. In the future, someone will probably design an even taller building.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about Michael Perham and decide if the sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Michael Perham was born on the 16th of March, 1992. As a child, he lived in Potter's Bar, England, with his parents and sister. In 2007, he had his first adventure when he sailed his boat from Gibraltar to Antigua. The boat was called Cheeky Monkey. On finishing this journey, Michael won the world record as the youngest person to cross the Atlantic Ocean on his own. He was 14 years and 293 days old. Michael's next adventure, aged 17, was to sail around the world, a trip of 30,000 miles. It was very difficult for him at times. There was terrible weather in the Southern Ocean with storms and large waves. He dreamed about eating steak and chips because the food on the boat was always cold and he didn't like it. On the positive side, he enjoyed seeing dolphins and whales swimming next to the boat. Sadly for Michael, younger people have now broken his two world records, but he has continued having adventures. More recently, he has driven around the world in a small van and done more sailing.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Michael Perham was born on the 16th of March, 1992. As a child, he lived in Potter's Bar, England, with his parents and sister. In 2007, he had his first adventure when he sailed his boat from Gibraltar to Antigua. The boat was called Cheeky Monkey. On finishing this journey, Michael won the world record as the youngest person to cross the Atlantic Ocean on his own. He was 14 years and 293 days old. Michael's next adventure, aged 17, was to sail around the world, a trip of 30,000 miles. It was very difficult for him at times. There was terrible weather in the Southern Ocean with storms and large waves. He dreamed about eating steak and chips because the food on the boat was always cold and he didn't like it. On the positive side, he enjoyed seeing dolphins and whales swimming next to the boat. Sadly for Michael, younger people have now broken his two world records, but he has continued having adventures. More recently, he has driven around the world in a small van and done more sailing.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.